Well, Elon Musk, he teases AI game changer. I can promise you one thing without even reading the article. They're not going to pull a AI Gemini. Oh, boy. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here. Let's get right into this story. I am curious to know. Well, I don't want to block my face there. What are you doing there? Okay, wait a minute. I can't be blocking myself. Hold on. Technical difficulties here. There we go. There you go. The beautiful voice behind the... Whatever, I don't know. Anyway, let's get into the story. Elon Musk teases AI game changer that congressional elites are not going to like. Any idea? I do not have any idea. In what could prove to be a game changer, Elon Musk took to X on Friday to drop a teaser about his evolving chat box known as Grok. In the coming weeks, Grok will summarize these mammoth laws before they are passed by Congress. So, you know what? Their real purpose is, Musk tweeted. It says here. Well, I just read his tweet, so we're not going to repeat that there. Grok was developed by Musk, startup XAI, and touts the ability to process and analyze complex data. Considering that most bills passed by Congress today are a hodgepodge of political agendas and money, well, this is gonna be cool, money grabs disguised as solutions, aka when you have Biden flapping his gums saying, well, you know what? We tried to pass immigration bill, but you know the Republicans don't want to pass it. Well, guess what's in it? You know what? You're a fool. You need to be in an old folks' home. No cap. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds good. Considering that most bills are passed, as I just said, it's a hodgepodge of political agendas and money grabs disguised as solutions to fabricated crisis. And the summaries could open the long shut eyes of voters and subsequently affect the actions of the slippery politicians elected by people to represent them. I like this. I like this a lot. Musk has been outspoken on what he sees as the threat to America, with the solution border little more than it's been seized under President Biden. But he says he tweeted again. Dems are bursting all over the country. Dams are bursting all over the country. America is only 4% of Earth's population. If only 1% of the rest of the Earth moves here, that would crush all essential services. I am ringing the alarm because the flood of illegals is crushing the country. Of course it is, but again, meaning the Dems, they want them here. Let's be real. Giving them license and you know when you go to get your license, you register to vote, and guess who they're gonna vote for? The group that give them free money and all kinds of good stuff. How do you feel about that? Your tax dollars at work. Start spreading the news. I have to get into this next story. I think I'll do that one by itself. But people, he says, that people who get their news from a legacy TV, like in a fake alternate reality. Let's see here. What is this? Biden Harris. Let's listen in here. Let's see what they're talking about here. Let's pop on the old headphones. I don't know if I can even hear myself. Let's see. Can you hear me, Lily? Let's see. Okay, it's on X. Just pop me to X. Let's get
rare dueling visits here to the border today. President Biden and Donald Trump will outline their very different visions for how to tackle this immigration crisis. The president is expected to meet with Border Patrol and local law enforcement and to once again blame Donald Trump for tanking that bipartisan.
Let me stop you right there. He did not visit the border. He went in a safe haven. Trump actually visited the border. But I digress.
And border deal that would have included some of the toughest reforms in decades. That legislation would have imposed stricter asylum restrictions, included daily limits on border crossings, and billions of dollars in new funding for security. But Donald Trump pressured Republicans to kill that bill to deny President Biden a political win. Donald Trump is also eager to run on...
Again, let me stop right there. Because if this reporter was honest, she would also say that the bill that he's trying to stop has nothing to do with helping protect the border.
This issue in November, he is already promising mass deportations.
Which is a good thing.
If elected and ratcheting up his rhetoric today.
Okay, I can't listen to this lady anymore. Shut up, is what I have to say. The advent of Grok, to break that down to a dishonorable level of American public can understand. So I am very much looking forward to Grok if it's going to do that, because the bills are just insane, and they do it that way on purpose so the average voter can't understand it. It's filled with all kinds of junk in there. So I'm looking forward to having that come out, and let me know what you think of that. That's all I really got for. I want to just I just don't like these reporters. They just go off on a tangent. She's just disingenuous is what I have to say. But anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will, don't forget to go to radog.bandcamp.com. Lots of new albums coming out there for sure. So if you want to get all that and the backlog of catalog, just subscribe for $5 a month and you get hundreds and hundreds of songs. And the songs coming out, like I just released one with Celtic Music. You have, if you are from China, you got that coming out pretty soon. You have classical music coming out pretty soon. So it's very active over there at rehdogg.bandcamp.com. Anyway, cheap plug. That's what I got for you. See you in the next one.